Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. Beltway Blitz going to cover the Capitals in just a few minutes. They lost one of their good young players on waivers. We will tell you who momentarily. Thanks for going blitzing with us. Let's talk some football. The Redskins lost a devastating, awful, blowout, crippling setback of a game last night in Dallas. Craig Hoffman was there. Craigers, what went wrong?
They ran out of good players. I think that's honestly where I'm at with this team. And there's just so many guys that they've lost this year. And eventually the other team is fielding professionals and you're fielding guys who are borderline professionals. And that has to matter. And everyone wants to make it an effort thing, a focus thing. No, better players catch the ball. Better players don't get beat on blocks. Better players don't do all the other things that cause them to lose. Like, the fact is, right now, we've gotten to a point with the injuries, and it seems like the Chris Thompson one is the one they just couldn't get over. I think people realize how incredibly valuable he is now, where he kind of was keeping that offense afloat in a million different ways. That seems to be the one they couldn't get over. The Giants game was more of a mirage because the Giants are terrible. But at the end of the day, like, having worse players than the other team is going to have to matter, and they've run out of good ones.
So what's unfair to ask are the guys – because, listen, when Zach Vigil's got to lead your team in tackles or make a bunch of plays, you're not very good. I understand that. But the guys that are going to be here and are highly compensated, Craig, it's not fair to ask them, but they've got to be supermen. They've got to be stars, and they weren't last night. I'm thinking of Norman. I'm thinking of Doxson. I'm thinking of, you know, whether it's Vernon Davis or others. That's how you win a game like that, and they were no-shows.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, think of some of the names you just said, though. Not all of them. Like, Norman's got to make a play last night, right? Like, that's why you pay him that money. And I think Josh would be a guy who would tell you that he's got to find a way to get his hands on a ball or two. And even if it's just deflections, you can't let in big spots. He let a couple of completions go by, and that's not what you're paying that guy to do. So I think that is perfectly valid. I think Jamison Crowder, obviously, he had a horrendous night, which we can talk about if you want. But, like, the fact that you're going, oh, Vernon Davis, big-time guy. He's 842 years old.
That's true.
Great shape for that age. But no, he's legitimately a 34-year-old, I believe, tight end. It's incredible what he's able to do, but so much of what he was able to do early in the year where he was awesome was because he was facing the fifth and sixth best coverage guy that a team had. And instead now he's getting, you could argue he's the primary target. And so that's, again, where the Thompson injury is massive, where at least when he was a decoy, other guys could get loose. When teams started to focus on him, now they don't even have him. And so when your running back is already your primary target, you're probably not in a great spot. And so they're just, again, it's like Doxson's basically a rookie. So you can't realistically expect him to be consistent. Crowder's really a three, and you're expecting him to act like a one. Ryan Grant's, as you guys are fond of saying, it's not Ryan Grant's fault. He's Ryan Grant. He's a great fourth receiver. When he's your number two, like, you're in deep trouble. And Brian Quick's inactive last night, and Maurice Harris leaves with a concussion. So, you can't even sub those guys last night. So, it's not awesome, I think, is the summary there.
How culpable is Jay Gruden for the loss?
I have a tough time, really, at this point, because I don't know what else he's supposed to do, right? Like, sure, you can say they came out unfocused, and if you want to put some of that on the head coach, fine. I'm really much more of the ilk that you shouldn't have to tell a professional football player to value the football to to hold it and treasure it, to catch it when it's thrown to you.
Maybe Crowder didn't know that he was supposed to catch it there or that fumbling on the punt was bad. And if
right,
Jay would have just remarked, it would have helped.
As I put in my article at thefandc.com, maybe they forgot to hang the catch the football sign this week in the locker room. And if they did, then shame on them, because apparently that's a sign that needs to be hung. But like, if you're Jay, and right, what are the things we really put on him? Good game plan, call the right plays. Well, the game plan looked to be pretty good early on. That second drive, they were rolling. There's no good play call when your guys don't hold on to the football, either when they have it and then let it go, or when you throw it to them and they don't catch it. There's no magical play call that will automatically guarantee that your guy will squeeze the football better. So I can't put that on Jay. And then from a game plan standpoint, how do you draw up a game plan but you don't have anybody to game plan for? Like, when you all of a sudden can't be like, oh, I'm going to get Jordan Reed loose here or Chris Thompson loose here, like, who are you drawing up a game plan for? And probably the answer was Samaje Perine. He's averaging 3.2 yards a carry, and now all of a sudden you're down big because you coughed up some special teams goofs. And so you kind of have to get away from the run more than you'd like to. So I don't know how much you can put on Jay. I know fans want to kill him because they looked unfocused. But again, like, I don't know why we have to tell professional football players to focus. That doesn't seem like a thing that we should do because they're professionals.
Craig, last four games, to me, they should be resting everybody. The idea that Jonathan Allen could come back, I think, is ludicrous. Trent needs to be shut down. I'm shutting down anybody that's going to be here beyond this year. How are they going to handle it versus how should they handle it?
I think Jordan and Trent are the two guys you shut down. I think for Allen, there's benefit. Like, when Trent talks about there's benefit to experience of playing against Von Miller, no, there's not. You're Trent Williams. You're great. There's value in you having two healthy knees. Go get surgery. When you're Jonathan Allen and you're a rookie, or you're Monte Nicholson and you're a rookie, just because you've been injured, I think the reps are valuable. Getting to see more and more NFL players, to go through the process of game planning during a week, to studying tape, to all of those things, and getting those live game reps on Sunday, I think is super valuable for the younger players on this team. I think the really interesting thing is if you wind up, you know, putting Trent and Morgan Moses on IR, do you really want to keep chugging Kirk Cousins back there behind that offensive line, especially when you have Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa next week and Von Miller in 2 weeks? Like, that's an interesting dilemma. What the hell do you do if you're Jay for that? Talk about a tough game plan assignment to keep Kirk Cousins alive and not let him die before he goes to free agency. Or you try to re-sign him. So I don't know what they're going to do. I would think that Williams especially gets shut down because he needs that surgery, and his timeline is getting pressing to make training camp next year, depending on how quickly he recovers. I think Jordan needs surgery, and so I think that you would probably go ahead and tell him to get it and get started on the rehab and see if he can get back for OTAs and things like that. So, I think those two are separate cases. For everyone else, like, if you're healthy, play. They don't have enough veterans on this roster in terms of the guys that are banged up that they don't need the practice. They don't need the reps. They don't need to go through this process.
Thank you, Craig. Safe travels back. Good job last night, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Let's talk some hockey. The Caps lost last night, and they lost a player that may have had a bright future today. Nathan Walker has been claimed off waivers by Edmonton. Steve Wino of the Associated Press covers the Caps in the NHL. Steve, what happened with Walker?
He wasn't fitting in here, and the Capitals really wanted to get him to the AHL and play more games. He was a healthy scratch off and on. And even when he was playing, he was on the fourth line. And so there are teams around the league, Edmonton and others, who saw something in him. And the Oilers have struggled this year. He's an energy player. That's what Brian McClellan thought he was getting out of Nathan Walker. It wasn't working for Washington, and now Peter Chiarelli and the Oilers are going to try.
Esteban, what happened last night in this one? Looked like the Kings had a couple goals in 9 seconds. I took a bathroom break, and next thing you know, the Caps were down by a bunch.
Yeah, it wasn't a good stretch for the Capitals. The first being Braden Holtby's turnover that led to the initial goal, and the second one being Madison Bowie's mistake and being out of position on Jussi Jokinen's goal. And really not a terrible game by the Capitals, but went toe-to-toe with a first-place team in the L.A. Kings, played pretty well. But it's those kind of mistakes that the Capitals don't have the depth to withstand anymore. That in a game last year, maybe you have Justin Williams or Marcus Johansson to be able to score another big goal in that game. But when you don't have those guys, making little mistakes like that over a short period of time could prove very, very costly.
Capitals, a day off, back in action tomorrow. What's on the horizon?
This is a tough homestand. I mean, they play Columbus on Saturday night, and this homestand with L.A., Columbus, the Sharks in town on Monday, the Blackhawks in town Wednesday, and then the Rangers at the end of next week, this is rough now, and they've played some of the best penalty kills and some of the best defensive teams in hockey. So it's going to really be a test for not only that top line of Alex Ovechkin, Nick Backstrom, and Tom Wilson, but the depth the Capitals have through their forward line.
At Swino on Twitter, give him a follow if you care about puck. Thank you, buddy. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate you. That is your Beltway Blitz. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. Want to get into some big picture thoughts next, but while we've already annoyed everyone, I would like to talk about Marshall Faulk and Steve Smith and the worst 3 minutes of analysis on national television I've ever seen in my life. Everyone already thinks that we're being jerks today and that I'm a know-it-all. So, we'll just go elbow deep into that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.